Good afternoon. Still plenty of clouds across interior New York and New England, especially in central and southern New England, as a low pressure wave off the coast of Cape Cod continues to slowly move out to sea. In its place, high pressure sliding in from the north, and brighter spots and a drier trend will continue through the afternoon, even some breaks of sunshine, especially across northern and western parts of the region. We'll see that sun carry us into the upper 60s and lower 70s region-wide. For tonight, the clearing trend continues as high pressure settles in. Skies will be partly cloudy with areas of fog developing. We'll be back into the 40s. This will set us up for a good-looking Friday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds on the milder side, lower and some mid-70s, before the next storm approaches from the south and west. Currently, a low-pressure wave in the middle of the country is gaining strength from jet stream energy diving in from the central prairies of Canada. This will allow the storm to gather moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico as it heads toward the eastern Great Lakes. The current timing of this system is to slow it down as it approaches for the beginning of the weekend, so clouds will increase on Friday night, and there could be a few showers around for Saturday morning, but the brunt of the rain now looks like it'll hold off till at least Saturday afternoon and maybe even into the evening, especially over into New England. Some of the rain could be heavy, and even a couple of rumbles of thunder not out of the question. Highs on Saturday will be in the middle 60s. Behind this system will dry it out with a northwest breeze for Sunday. Much cooler air will flow in with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s to around 60. Disturbances will pass through a fast-moving jet stream Monday through Wednesday of next week, so we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with opportunities for showers, particularly Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the central and southern plains to the lower and middle Mississippi Valley. Rich, low-level moisture with dew points in the 60s to around 70 will advect northeastward through the region on a 30 to 40 knot southwesterly low-level jet stream. The warm sector will destabilize as the surface warms during the day. Approaching energy, along with deep layer shear, will support the potential for organized storms. Initial storms could evolve into supercells, but storms are expected to grow upscale into lines along the front. Damaging wind and large hail will be the main threats, but a couple of tornadoes cannot be ruled out. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Super Typhoon Fanfone, located about 345 miles southwest of Iwu Tau. Maximum sustained winds are near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. The maximum wave height near the cyclone is 36 feet. Gradual intensification is expected to continue while the system remains over open water, followed by weakening this weekend as Fanfone approaches Japan. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 25 at Burns, Oregon, Daniel, Wyoming, and Monte Vista and Santa Maria, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers near 70, Boston cloudy with showers in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 45, the record high, 85, set in 1927, and the record low, 30, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:53 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:35 p.m., 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today, with more sunshine later this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with fog and drizzle this morning and a scattered shower possible today, especially in New England. Some sun in the Hudson Valley this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy this morning with increasing sunshine this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and fog with some drizzle this morning, followed by increasing sunshine later this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, giving way to a clearing trend with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds, fog, and drizzle this morning, giving way to increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, lower to mid-70s. Rain likely Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening in New England. Highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Sunday in the 50s to around 60. Dry Monday, mid-60s, and a chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.